Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Post-market report, going to be lovely, and I hope I can keep this together because I'm feeling like I'm going to have a meltdown here. So, yes, post-market report on this Friday, September 15th, 2023. All right, people, look, this market today just gave back everything it gained yesterday. The euphoria here is running up against a wall. Despite everything else that's going on here, again, risk in this market, I'm not sure what the MMRI is. I forgot to look at it. Maybe one of you can tell me here. The MMRI is, I would be willing to bet about 20 points or less away. Look at that. All right, 17 points away from extreme risk. Okay, what do you got propping up this market here? Crude oil, as we've been speaking about. Did you see WTI, West Texas Intermediate crude oil just ripped above $91 a barrel? Brent crude surging higher. Look, it seems pretty obvious to me. All right, first of all, let me just talk for a second here. The pace at which we have seen crude oil go from like $67 a barrel to like over 91, this is epic. This is freaking epic now. Generally, okay, when you get a screaming run up like this, you get a pullback. Okay, we haven't gotten one. And I'm here to tell you that when we do get it, whether it's next week or whatever it might be, it's going to set us up for another major move higher. Those of you, okay, who have got into crude oil, and I've been calling this, we, all of us here together, I've been watching crude. It's done exactly what we said it would do. I would say this, don't be greedy, all right? If you've been long crude, pull profit now. I'm not saying that we're not going higher, and I think we're going much, much higher. However, hear me out. Pull profit, open up a new position, lock that up, okay? It's never wrong to take profit. Thank you, Carlos. I appreciate that. Pull that profit because some of you have made, like I would imagine, staggering amounts of cash out of this, and pay it forward. Please pay it forward. If you've made money off of this, there's no reason why you can't take a percentage of that and donate that to a charity that you believe in. If you do this, believe what I'm telling you, the universe is going to pay you back. And then some. If you don't do it, you're going to end up in trouble. Okay. I really sincerely in my heart believe that. So as I said, if you're long crude, pull profit, open up a new position, let's say Monday. Okay, and then we'll just see where that goes. You could also wait for a pullback. A pullback here is going to be bullish. Now, look, I'm not just sitting here again, blah, 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 talking about this stuff because I think it's fun. I'm telling you this because we haven't seen anything yet with regard to surging inflation. It is out of control. Debt, deficits, everything is just completely nuts. And then we got this, technical accounting that gave us a surplus here last month in August that's being touted by brain-dead presidents and Treasury Secretary. It's all fake. It's actually fake accounting. You all know that. The deficit is, it's got nowhere to go but higher, and I mean much, much higher. In the short run, it's predicted to double from here. All right. We got a lot more to talk about with regard to that. But anyway, going back to crude oil as the lifeblood of this market, it's going to punish all of us, not just at the pump. Those of you that like to ride bicycles, it's still going to hit you too. Because again, like 6,000 products, 6,000 products are made with crude. Everyday things are made with crude oil. So this is going to be passed on to you. So just be, where's the revolt? Where's the revolution? I don't know. I don't see it. Maybe it's starting here because we're raising awareness. I really think we're making a difference anyway. Even if you don't own a car, it don't matter. Okay? It don't matter at all. People think, oh, oil's going up, so gasoline's going to be higher. So, oh, I don't have a car, and I just ride a bike or I ride a skateboard, so I don't have to worry about it. Nonsense, okay? It's going to hit you, too, so just be ready for that. So, again, $100 plus crude, oh, it's happening. It's happening, and more than likely sooner than later. And once we get this pullback, and wow, thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate that. Thank you, Jay Gunn, too. Wow. Once we get this pullback, it's going to be time to buy more crude here, in my opinion, and ride it higher. Again, we got to do whatever we can to take care of ourselves in this twisted environment here. Anyway, just going back to the market real quick, as I mentioned, we gave back everything from yesterday. Crude oil ripping higher. The 10-year yield, 4.33. The relative strength of the dollar is slightly lower today. Gold and silver catching a bid. Bitcoin, slight loss today, about 0.62. Depends on which exchange you want to look at. It fell about 0.62%. But most of the other cryptos did put on some gains here. That's kind of where we're at with regard to the market. Now, this is going to require probably a series of duhs, okay? So just prepare yourself for a duh. Okay. So Goldman Sachs, you know, the Wall Street Superbank? Yeah. Well, the Wall Street Superbank has a warning for you, okay? Now, I'm not sure how to take this. Maybe some of you can decipher this for me, Lava Girl, Perry, you know, all of you. Okay, let me know what you think. So Goldman Sachs is warning, and this is their words, not Greg Mannarino, okay? Surging debt will prevent economic challenges moving forward. So is this a warning? Is this prophetic? Are they covering their own rear end so they can say, hey, you know what? We told you so. We told you so. I mean, this really requires a series of does. Duh. You can't make this stuff up. Like, look, you and I are way ahead of the curve on this. I mean, we've been so far ahead of the curve on this. It's ridiculous. It's like running a 970 at 154 in my Copa or better, okay, like I did yesterday. But anyway, you know, it's just, we're so far out there, it's not even funny anymore. You and I have been on this like white on rice and whatever else. It's just an incredible thing. But here, I think this is more like, I don't know if I want to take this as a warning or more like they're going to say, hey, look, we told you so. And then like, you know, look, this is not going to stop. And I want you to consider the fact, and again, don't take if I say anything, whatever I say, don't believe it, okay? Do your own research first. We now have, here in the United States, Europe, my European friends, people around the world now are, again, living under the rule and guide towards oblivion by central banks. However, it's our world leaders, supposedly, who are promising to spend and spend and spend and then spend some more. Look at this setup here in the United States, you know, that Philip Jeffrey freaking vice chair now that they chose for the Federal Reserve. You know, you didn't get to say anything. It was chosen here because this guy is going to spend or help our politicians pull epic sums into the now like you can't possibly believe. It's all being set up. It's all being set up. And whatever freak they're going to put behind the Resolute desk, you know, we have a uniparty here, it doesn't matter, is going to play right into that and fulfill the end game and help fulfill the end game of central banks if they have to come up with more things like warp speed vaccines or more wars that they need to fund, whatever it might be. Okay, trillions of dollars are going to be funneled wherever they want to funnel it via whatever supposed leader that we have. You understand? I think you got it. I'm starting to sweat here. Come on. Are you trying to tell me I can't muster up more than 314 thumbs up? That's crazy, people. That's freaking nuts. So anyway, now this is something else I want to talk to you about. And if you subscribe to my free newsletter, link below, this is in your inbox. And yes, I'm going to leave time to do some questions at the end, okay? So the mainstream media is now being forced to address this issue in the bond market. It's a freaking nightmare. You know that. I know that better than anybody else. Right, Perry? Come on, man. We know this is going on. Anyway, where's Goldstein? Where's Lord Humongous? Are you trying to tell me they're not here? I am very disappointed. Anyway, so when the mainstream media is forced to address an issue, I mean, like Goldman Sachs here, you're telling us that, you know, the surging debt, it will present economic challenges moving forward. It's going to be very challenging. But for who? For who's the challenge? For you and me, obviously. Not for anybody else here. Surging inflation out of control. People getting crushed to death. Inflation surging out of control. More spending on top of more spending here. You can't make this stuff up. The environment is so sick and twisted. And then you got this new freaking thing here. Now they want you to go out and get tested to make sure you don't have this very deadly disease that's so bad that you have to be tested to see if you have it like last time. Can't make it up. You can't do it. It's impossible to do. Anyway, so this is the mainstream media addressing this bond market issue. And I wrote here, when the mainstream media is forced to report something, then you know there is a real problem. So that this is a headline right off of Yahoo Finance. You can look it up for yourself. The bond market has never sounded alarms for this long. More specifically, they're talking about recession. But we're already in recession. You're not supposed to know that. This is yet to be defined. Moving into some freaking thing that's going to be really just forget about it moving forward. Anyway, Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. The U.S. bond market hasn't flashed recession warnings so consistently for so long in at least 6 decades. For 212 trading days, this is them, not me, the Treasury market has delivered what is widely understood as the economy veering toward a contraction. Veering toward contraction? Let's see. Their own numbers, if you want to look them up, I covered this recently. We're already in contraction here. GDP is negative moving forward. Negative. Okay. And that's what they're allowing us to know. Okay. So that's lovely. So the global economy, and you know this again, because we covered, you punched your cat. Don't punch your cat. Don't punch your cat. Go kiss the kitty now. Anyway. I'm just reading through this. Just happened to catch my eye over here. What is this punch my cat thing? You're all punching your cats? What are you people punching your cats for? Yeah, Joe, you got the right, kiss the kitties. Come on now. Anyway, so the whole world right now, the entire world economy is in free fall. The entire world economy, again, is contracting at its fastest pace that we've ever seen in history. There's been nothing that has come close. Hip checker, thank you. I appreciate that. Are you an orthopedic surgeon by any chance? Anyway, let us move forward here. Such an inversion telegraphed the last 8 recessions. Actually, they're wrong. This kind of a situation has telegraphed every single recession for as far back, and depression for as far back as you want to go. But they're letting you know that it's 8. Anyway, on Thursday, the market surpassed the 1980 record to hold that way for the longest consecutive daily stretch since Bloomberg records began in 1960 freaking two. Faith in the unseen. Thank you. Why doesn't my management staff job ever mention the coming? They don't mention, the mainstream media is not going to talk about this. And I've already addressed this issue. You know, hold that thought. We'll talk more about that in a second here. But but really, this is just incredible. Please check your inbox and you'll have your own copy of that. Anyway, look, we've covered, this is another thing that is being really honestly kept quiet. This real estate, commercial real estate freaking horror show that is coming. But here's the deal with this real estate horror show. I want you to understand what's happening. You and I are going to pay for that yet again. If you think we're not, no matter who sits behind the Resolute desk, okay, you are way, way off base here, way off target here. Absolutely. We're going to pay for this as usual, bailouts, bail-ins, whatever the freak they got to do here. But you and I are paying for it all, as we always do. I mean, is it ever going to be any different? How about no? It's not going to be any different. It's the way it's going to freaking go. On and on and on and on. Anyway, look, as usual, we cover all this stuff. You know, honestly, with this whole debt market nightmare thing, now you got Ray Dalio here saying don't buy debt. You know, I have admittedly, those of you who have been with me for a while, have said we got to unbank ourselves. So we got to get out of this system that they force us into. Keep only what you need in the banks. Now, what I have said is a way to kind of maybe help yourself. If you don't want to stash that cash under your mattress, you could roll that cash into short-term treasuries like every 3 months, okay, and make some money that doing that. But according to Ray Dalio, I'm telling you the wrong thing. Don't buy debt. Look, everything has risk. All right. I'm not saying any one of you should do this. I'm just, when I talk, look, none of this is scripted. I'm not reading a teleprompter. I'm not saying, oh, what do I have to say next? What are they telling me to say? Oh, don't say that with the little thing in my ear. No, this is just right off of my head. Everything I do is right off of my head. So when I throw things out like, well, I suggest maybe this and I suggest maybe that or whatever it might be, you know, even if it's holding physical assets like gold and silver, which, you know, look, I tell you what's on my mind. You all know how I operate like that. With regard to crude oil and commodities, people, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Eventually, this risk-on environment that is so freaking out of control is going to turn risk off. It's just a matter of time. When? Who freaking knows? Don't even think about it. But utilize the current environment to the best of your ability. I mean, you know, getting yourself in the right spots here, understanding this is not sustainable. And don't listen to Greg Mannarino. Listen to Goldman Sachs telling us that the surging debt is going to cause economic challenges moving forward. I mean, duh. I can't stop doing the duh. Anyway, look, I'm preaching to the choir here. Anyway, that's pretty much it. Look, we got through another week. By the way, this market, again, the NASDAQ, two consecutive weeks of falling under pressure. This market has been doing nothing except fall under pressure since risk has the MMRI crossed 250. And now we're like 17 points from extreme risk. Market's not going to like it. Yes, Joseph, Bionicot Steel. Oh, anyway, Pontus Larson, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You can't super chat. I'm not even sure what that actually means, but it sounds good. Anyway, people, so this is, like I said, this is Friday. It's Friday, which means I get tomorrow off, and then Sunday I'll come out here and do my markets to look ahead for you. And we will meet then. But for now, what we're going to do is what we do every single Friday. Oh, I forgot to take some questions. All right, look, let's do a couple of questions. And then we're going to move on here. It was just real quick. Yes, thank you. Please do like the video. I agree. You bought the VIX and it shot up 9% today. Absolutely. What are thoughts on central banks being downgraded? I don't know how central banks can actually be downgraded. I mean, they kind of run the entire system and, you know, they don't answer to anyone anyway. If central banks got down, who would downgrade them? Moody's? I don't know. It's just totally out of control. With that whole thing. Who cut my hair? I didn't get a cut recently. I kind of maybe due for one. Anyway. All right, people. So thoughts on Bidenomics? Well, I'm going to leave that all up to you. I don't think you most of you understand that I am not a fan of anything that's happening right now. And I don't think it's any one person's fault either. You know, they want to make you think it's one guy's fault or whoever's fault, but it's the central banks who run the economy, the financial system, the markets, and that's it. Anyway, people, that's it. So bring it in. Bring it in, and nobody's looking at it. Even if they are, who cares? You know what I'm saying here? Love each other. Care about each other. Be charitable. I will see all of you on Sunday for my markets look ahead. People, thank you. Thank you for your support, all of you. I so appreciate that. Thank you for those thumbs up. 621. I usually like to leave here somewhere around 800. No, you're amazing, Gold Silverback. I'm just a guy out here speaking his mind. And I would believe that I'm speaking for pretty much all of us here. when I'm out here. You know, like, again, I always say all of you are way smarter than me. And, you know, you probably hear me talk about this stuff and you already knew it. You already knew it. And I love that. I really, really do. All right. So with that said, like I said, have a great, great weekend. Take care of each other. Take care of everything. And thank you for taking care of me too. I honestly appreciate that. Like, you have no idea. All right. See you Sunday. I'm looking forward to it.